we extend this to the other schools in Fort Mill so that they could benefit from a soft skills competition? So I spoke to Springfield and partnered with Ms. Zimmerman, the lead teacher there, and we took the Bulldog Shake theory, but then we really created our own event in the Mustang Mixer, and it was just a soft skills competition where students were invited to learn more about soft skills and then have the opportunity to practice those soft skills with people from the community.
Katie, explain to us what the term soft skills really means. Like, what is the scope of having soft skills?
I think it can mean a lot of things. In this situation, we focused on eye contact, shaking hands, introducing yourself well, making small talk. And then there were two rounds, which we can jump right into if you want. So in round one, that's what soft skills meant, was meeting people, shaking hands, introducing yourself, making small talk, mixing, if you will. Mm-hmm. See what we did there?
Like it.
Okay. And then we had 30 students participate in round one. And then from there, 10 students were invited into round two. And for round two, we jumped up those soft skills to include collaborative conversations, which was a Miss Zimmerman creation. So collaborative conversations, meaning that it is important not only to represent yourself well, but then to be able to work with a group. How do you give and take as you're trying to solve problems in the world?
Well, again, Reese Kiefer, a seventh grader at Springfield Middle School, won the first ever Mustang Mixer. This was open to all the students there at the middle school, so sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. Reese, what was it about this competition that you said, hey, I want to participate in it?
So really, I'm a Boy Scout from Troop 219, and really, Mr. Chalk, Mr. Behrman have helped me with those leadership skills for my troop, and the social skills. So I just wanted to build those social skills throughout my daily life.
So you felt like you had a pretty good foundation and you just wanted to, you know, have more, just critique them a little bit more, strengthen them. Sorry.
What did you take away from winning the competition? Was there one specific, or was there anything that stumped you? I know that you had to go through kind of an interview process. Mm-hmm. So was there anything that stumped you? And then what did you take away from being the winner?
So really, it was just, I was nervous, you know, talking to people that I haven't known. But really, I realized that people are understanding. So really, they're just like I said, understanding. Yeah.
That's okay. Good.
So here are some of the questions that you were asked, I think, in the second round, right? So I'm going to ask these questions, and you can just tell us how you answer them. Yeah. What is the best way to react to an embarrassing moment?
So for an embarrassing moment, you really just want to stay calm. You do not want to, like, react to that embarrassing moment. You just want to admit that you did something embarrassing and just make sure you don't do it again.
Well, a couple of takeaways. You reiterated the question, so that's perfect. That's what we learn in journalism. And to your point, just meet it head on. I've also found laughter is another way to get around an embarrassing moment. But
yeah. So obviously, Ms. Zimmerman and I are the ones who created the questions that the students would be asked in the rounds from the community members. And how do you handle an embarrassing moment? That was one of mine that came from the two of us explaining and saying that we think the way to handle an embarrassing moment is to own it, to laugh at it. So exactly what you said, Reese, but was a little McFadden inside joke there.
So another question that you were asked, Reese, you and the other students, describe middle school to an extraterrestrial, an alien, who just landed in Fort Mill.
That was a really good question from round two. So really how I answered that was that middle school, you know, is fun. We get a lot more breaks than elementary school. We have a lot more fun moments like clubs at the end of a few Fridays where we just, you know, pick our clubs, you know, have fun with the clubs, really, and have different opportunities like tournament day. So I'll just say there's lots of opportunities offered, activities offered. And really, I would talk about the lockers, how you can store your stuff in the lockers, which is, you know, really important. And how there's rotations through middle school, and it's just, you know, really fun.
Boy, I'm liking this kid.
I am too. And I'm going to ask you this, and this might be a hard question, so if you need to think for a second, that'll be okay. We can help. But as a seventh grade boy, you know, a lot of people think girls sometimes are more chatty and talkative. But as a boy and within your social circle, so your friends, why, like, what was their reaction to you doing this? Did other kids in your social circle do this? And why? How did you explain to them why you wanted to do this? And what did you take back to your friends?
So really, I had a friend, Alex. He got third, and he just really, I really wanted to talk about him because, like, you know, he just really, after the Mustang Mixer, he came over and just shook everybody's hands and stuff, like, throughout the rest of the year. So I really just used those social skills through my rest of my school career and just throughout my life.
Do you think that y'all have lost the ability to do that because of technology? Like, do you think that kids talk less to one another since they're using devices?
Well, devices do take away, like, different opportunities just to learn about other people, but you can still talk with other people with devices, like, you know, like texting and stuff. But I think it's just in person. It's been taking away, like, talking in person.
I like this kid.
Reese, I have to be honest with you. We interview a lot of people, and there are some adults that cannot string together sentences like you're doing now, including the two people that ask questions for a living. So you are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
A couple of takeaways. I understand you've got you won a prize. And what are you going to do with that prize? And then what's the future hold for you?
Well, so really, I won an Amazon gift card, $25. And I just, you know, I transferred it. I let my mom spend the Amazon gift card, and she transferred it over to my card, and I just put it in savings.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's a good trade.
Okay. Now you're making all the adults listening very embarrassed about what we do with some gift cards that we receive, but we can learn a lesson from these young people. And then, what's the future hold for you? What do you want to do, like, through high school and college?
So really, I want to take classes for welding. And before welding, I liked marine biology because I just like learning about animals and outdoor. I like helping the nature. Because I know the Earth is being harmed in many ways. So I'd like to take classes on environment and also try to become a welder when I grow up.
Well, I'm sure Ms. McFadden can tell you, an underwater welder, if you can become that, you will own half of South Carolina, I think. Right, Ms. McFadden?
That is an extremely good career.
Yeah,
yes,
for sure. So in response to this Mustang Mixer, one of the judges did send an email to the committee there and said, I just want to thank you and the students for the follow-up notes. I assume the students had to write follow-up notes. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with the students, and their cards were wonderful. Such a great reminder of why we do what we do each day. Thank you for setting up this program and for inviting us. So you're making such an impact. I know one of the questions that you were asked was, how is every day an interview? And it's true. I didn't realize in seventh grade that the people you interact with as an adult are really, you could either work for them one day or they can work for you. But you treat every opportunity that you meet people as a potential employer or a potential source of something in knowledge. And that will, if you learn that at seventh grade, because it takes sometimes adults to learn that, you're going to be well ahead of your competition for sure.
And Reese, no matter what path you take, I think it's very apparent that you're going to be very successful in whatever you choose to do. So kudos to you, and kudos to you, Katie.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
So again, Reese Kiefer is the winner of the first ever Mustang Mixer at Springfield Middle School. It was a soft skills competition. Katie McFadden is the career development facilitator in the Fort Mill School District, and she's also my wife. But that's not why she came on the show, but I do need to fill in full disclosure for sure. Reese, congratulations, sir. What a fine young man. And wherever you go in college, just please come back here and continue to make our community that much stronger.
Thank you.